You're a famous soldier who died long ago in a great war. Years later, you were raised by the Empress's court necromancer. She adored you, and you became her bodyguard. An enchanted crown you found in your adventures with her brought you back to life. True life. And your necromancer became your lover. Recently, you've discovered that you've been gifted with necromancy as well as life. And both of you have agreed to raise a dead baby dragon for the Empress. Now, daylight breaks in the palace, and the two of you begin to wake. Good morning, my love. Was your rest full of dreams? Well, it's time to shake the cobwebs from sleep. We have a big day ahead of us. What? What? You are holding me still. Are we having a lay-in? Should we stay under the covers and trade secrets while the daylight trickles in through the windows? That sounds divine. You are so warm in my bed. Fine. If you wish to stay under the covers, then tell me a secret. Yes. I want to know something you fear, or a powerful memory that stayed with you from childhood. Maybe an important lesson you learned the hard way? We're full of secrets and stories. Tell me one. Oh, that's fascinating and a little sad. Thank you for trusting me enough to share. Your secret is safe with me. A secret from me? I'll think about it. And when I have a good one, I'll tell you. I'm not cheating. I have a lot of secrets. I'm the Empress's court necromancer, you know. Allow me to give you my most diplomatic answer. I am simply taking the time to consider your request and make sure you get a worthwhile secret from me. I wouldn't want you to feel shortchanged. But really, I only have a finite number of secrets to share with you. And you have the rest of our lives to pry them from me. Come, my darling. Let's get dressed and get to work. I want to raise that dragon with you. The Empress said she's been keeping the dragon egg we found in her private gardens. I can't wait. It's going to be so romantic. Well, it looks like the servants have managed to stop staring at you while we walk down the hallways now. I wish the nobility and gentry would do the same. Did you see the way Lady Marjorie stared at you when we came down for breakfast last week? She was so brazen. I'm not jealous. Her dresses are all out of season. I couldn't possibly be jealous of her. And And I know you're too discerning to fall for some noble woman who isn't in style. But you look very fine today, if it's not too bold of me to say. No, really, you should spare an admiring glance in the mirrors as we walk by them. Black suits you very well. It brings out the depth of colors in your eyes. Oh? You say you've seen people looking at me. Yes, I have my own rumors to endure at court. The trick is to look unaffected. Never let them see you sweat. My family taught me that before I got shipped off to necromancy school. Now, will you hold my arm as we walk? Yes, yes, I want everyone to see that we're together.